Greetings, greetings, and welcome to the show. This is Wrong Place, Right Crime. I am your host, Frank Zaffiro, and today we are doing a quick episode to look ahead to 2024. So this is going to be about what you can expect in the coming year, and I wanted people to be prepared for the format that I've landed on. And if you've followed the show at all, you'll know that when I first started this show, it was a monthly endeavor, one episode a month. But I wasn't able to keep up with all the people I wanted to talk to and the requests. And so I started doing one in-depth show a month, kind of a featured episode that would last 40 to 60 minutes. And then what I called open and shut episodes, like an open and shut case. That would be anywhere from like 12 to 20 minutes. Those, of course, kept getting longer and longer. And pretty soon, I was basically doing a 30 to 45 minute weekly episode. And that was great. And I did, you know, 150 episodes that way and had the opportunity to meet some great people and promote a ton of authors, which is the entire point of the podcast. But it also took a toll on my time and on my own writing. And I reached a point where I realized I needed to step away and put the show on hiatus, which I did in June of 2022. I left it open-ended because I thought I might come back, but I wanted the freedom not to as well, if depending on where life took me. And this September, I brought the show back in order to celebrate the final season of A Grifter Song. Did a 12-episode mini-series celebrating all of the authors who contributed to that serial novella anthology that I created and edited for Down and Out Books, just to talk to each of them and explore their episode and just try to put a nice capper on what was a wonderful experience and some very deserving authors. You know, if you go look at that series and start checking out the other work of each of those authors, I guarantee you're going to find several favorites in there, depending on what your preferences are. There's just a bevy of tremendous writers that contributed. But that experience kind of got my blood flowing again, and I decided, you know, I'd like to bring the podcast back, but I need to do it in a way that complements and works with my own writing career, because I have stories I want to tell as well. So it's a bit of a conundrum, right? What I landed on that I think will work is I'm going to do episodes in 2024 every other month. So January, March, May, July, September, and November. There'll be an episode every other month. There may be a special episode on the off months occasionally, depending. There will be one in April, for instance. I've already made promises that I need to keep. But I'm leaving some room there, but no promises outside of what's already in the works. So that's what you can expect in terms of frequency. Those six episodes, three of them will be in-depth episodes like the way the things were when the show started, you know, 40 minutes, an hour long, where I'm going to really dive into the guest and their work. It'll be a little bit stripped down. I'm not going to do the book recommendations. I'm not going to do any of the other pieces of the show that I used to do, because I want to focus more on just the guest and their work, and two, from a practical standpoint, you know, editing is laborious and takes time, and the simpler the format is, the less time it takes, and so I can commit to doing this knowing that I'm going to be editing an interview and my own intro and outro, and that's the sum of it, as opposed to the book review and the flash forward and a number of other things that I was doing at different points in time in the show. So the other three episodes are going to be centered around the three conferences I currently go to. Left Coast Crime is one. The Public Safety Writers Association Conference is another, and VoucherCon is the third. And my plan is to conduct interviews on the floor, quick, you know, 3-minute interviews, you know, what's your book, who you are, a few things about you, and that's basically it. And then those three episodes will be compiled of all those interviews from each of those particular conferences. So if you're a writer out there and you'd like to be on the show, hit me up at whichever of those conferences you're at. We'll do a quick interview and you'll be part of that episode. This fulfills at least a little bit the desire that I have to promote as many authors as possible. I can't do it on a weekly basis with an in-depth interview. There's just not enough time in the day, but I can do it in these shorter interviews. And those shorter interviews have a little bit of punch, and there's enough there for you as the listener to decide, hey, this writer sounds interesting. I'm going to check out her work, or, you know, he's funny and I like funny, so I'm going to read his stuff, or something along those lines. So that's how I'm finding the balance, as it were. Three deep episodes and three from the conference floor, multiple author interviews, short punchy ones, to introduce you to as many authors as possible. That is the plan. It will kick off in January with an interview with, drumroll please, Meg Gardner. So Meg Gardner will be the first big guest in January. In March, we'll be talking to Gabriel Valjean. That's about as far as I'm going to go. And by way of preview, there will be a third in-depth interview with an author later in the year. Announcement to come. Okay, that is the format that you can look forward to in 2024. All right, well, before I go, I wanted to address a couple of things really quick. Some of you may have seen a little bit of a kerfuffle over my previous episode. It was, I think, episode 179, so with Alex Cizak. If you want to know more about what happened there, you can check out my blog, franksafiro.blogspot.com. You linked from my website at franksafiro.com or my social media. I posted there about it. I don't want to get into it here or revive it, but if you're curious, the answer is there. Quick Zafiro update before I go. Thrilled to announce that the Independent Fiction Alliance named The Last Cop and Other Stories, my short story collection that came out in November, as one of the best indie books of 2023. So I made a best of list. That's kind of neat. That book did come out in the fall. It has 11 stories in it, three of which are award winners. And best of all, a really cool cover from Zach McCain. My 14th River City novel, All the Forgotten Yesterdays, also came out this fall. This time out, Detective Katie McLeod has to balance finding a burglar who's breaking in to the home of senior citizens at night to steal money and medication. So a pretty dangerous person. And a cold case missing person that she gets handed that has some political ramifications and ends up dredging up a secret that she didn't expect to find. So that's All the Forgotten Yesterdays. And on the day that this podcast drops, my second Sandy Banks thriller, Some Kind of Hell, is also available. So this is a sequel to The Last Horseman, which came out in 2010 or 2011. And so it's been a long time coming. Maybe that should have been the title. But it picks up right where The Last Horseman ended, with Sandy Banks on the run. And you also get some dual storylines in that we are going to flashback to find out how he became Sandy Banks. And so some questions that people had at the end of the first book are answered. And then we get a good picture of where his future is going by the end. It's also a little bit of a love story of sorts. So that's what's been going on with my work, if that interests you. I do have a direct sales store now. And you can access that directly from my website. It's right in the upper left-hand corner of the menu bar. It says store. All of my books are up there now in digital form. They are a dollar cheaper at my store than they are at retailers. So you can save a little money. And as new books come out, they will be available at the store for an extended period first before they go wide. So if you want to pick up the latest book or any book at a bit of a discount, you can do that at the Code 4 Press bookstore. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this update, and I will be seeing you all in 2024 in January for an interview with Meg Gardner. And remember, if you are an author who'd like to be on the show and you're attending one of the three conferences I mentioned, Left Coast Crime, PSWA, or BoucherCon, find me at those conferences and we'll do a quick hit interview and you can be on the episode from the floor of that conference. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for sticking with the show. I hope this new format keeps it alive for you and I will see you in the new year. Until then, this is Frank Zaffiro reminding you that sometimes you gotta be in the wrong place to write crime.